Israel's navy has stopped an aid ship from delivering supplies to war-torn Gaza. The freighter was carrying humanitarian supplies from Lebanon when it was boarded by the Israeli navy. Jonah Hull has the latest.
In the distance, off the coast of Gaza, the Lebanese aid ship is escorted north by the Israeli navy. From shore, it's hard to tell exactly what went on, but Al Jazeera received a brief phone call from its correspondent Salam Khoder on board the vessel. They opened fire on the ship, she says.
There are Israeli soldiers now on board. Three of them are pointing weapons at us. They are beating those on the vessel. They are beating and kicking us.
Israel insists its interception was preceded by multiple warnings and was then carried out without force, only after the vessel continued on its course to Gaza.
In the territorial waters of Egypt, the boat tried to turn and crawl into Gaza. The navy got on board the ship, stopped it, and led it to Ashdod.
The move drew swift condemnation from Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Sinoura.
It is no surprise for Israel to perpetrate such an action, as it's been accustomed to ignoring all international resolutions and values. Those who perpetrate all these massacres against civilians in Lebanon and Gaza will not be deterred from assaulting before the eyes of the entire world a ship carrying humanitarian aid. I would like to express my deep condemnation for this assault.
The ship, renamed Brotherhood for this voyage, was loaded in the Lebanese port of Tripoli. Its cargo, said to be 60 tons of medicine, food, toys and clothing, destined for war-torn Gaza. It set sail on Tuesday with a brief stop in Cyprus for inspection, attempting to breach Israel's naval blockade. The Israeli army says the nine people on board, including journalists and humanitarian activists, are being questioned in the Israeli port of Ashdod. The aid supplies, it says, will be transferred by land crossing to the Gaza Strip. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.